Now, two more things which are of great importance before we actually can start meditating. First of all, we should find a teacher. Meditation cannot be learned from books. So we should find a teacher, someone who has some experience, some practice of meditation himself, and is able to impart it to other people. We can't get this sort of information or this sort of guidance from books. It must come from a personal source. In the course of our own meditation practice, so many questions, even so many difficulties or problems will arise, which the information we find in the books simply doesn't cover. One needs, therefore, personal instruction and personal guidance, at least until one is able to get along on one's own as a result of one's own more advanced spiritual experience. Then lastly, there are what we call the various devotional exercises. I'm quite aware that these don't appeal to everybody, especially those who come with a more psychological approach, and even many of those who come with a spiritual approach. But many people at the same time, especially those who are more emotionally or devotionally inclined, do find them very helpful indeed. And at their simplest, these devotional exercises consist in offering to a figure or image of the Buddha before we start meditating lights by lighting a candle, symbolizing the light of wisdom that we're about to try to light in our own hearts, then flowers, symbolizing the impermanence of all worldly things, and lastly, incense, lighted joss sticks, symbolizing the fragrance of the good life which permeates in all directions, influencing other people in subtle, imperceptible ways. So, these are, in the simplest form, the devotional exercises. They can be comparatively long and more elaborate, but there's no need to go into all that now. So much, therefore, for the preparation for meditation. I've spoken about the preparation at such length because, as I said at the beginning, preparation is important. If you pay attention to all these preparations, if you make all these preparations, then, as I said a little while ago, when you come to sit on your meditation seat, on your cushion or your stool or your chair, you'll settle down, almost without effort, into a state, if not of higher consciousness, at least of concentration, of recollection, and of tranquility. One might almost go so far as to say that if you prepare for meditation sufficiently, you don't need to meditate. As soon as you remain still and close your eyes, there you are. You're meditating, as it were, straight away.